This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There is a huge strike going on today in India. Schools, businesses, and public transportation have been shut down as part of a protest against the government's decision to allow mega retailers like Walmart and Tesco into the country. The BBC's Rahul Tandon joins us from Calcutta with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so give us a sense of the scope of this strike.
Let's start with the city that I'm in. Everything is shut here. The schools are shut. I'm on a road that normally would be full of cars. I'm the only person on it. There's a few dogs who are limping across it in front of me, probably very glad that they don't have to avoid the cars, the rickshaws and everything else today. You can even hear the birds here. Now, across the country, a slightly different picture. Mumbai's functioning properly. Other cities, though, have been badly affected. A number of trains have been stopped as well. So certainly a show of force by the political opponents of the government here that they're not happy about FDI and economic reforms as well.
Well, is everybody upset about the idea of these big global retailers like Walmart and Tesco coming into India?
No, of course not. In a country of more than 1.2 billion people, there are lots of different viewpoints. Let's hear some of them now. Let's hear somebody for and somebody against foreign retailers coming in.
And these are people, the standard of living is increasing. The middle class is becoming upper middle class, the upper middle class becoming rich. So it is better that this kind of culture comes here and this kind of facilities are available to the people.
When they will smash all the small traders, then they will capture the market. Many people will be jobless.
I think you can hear there, Jeremy, can't you? The passion that exists on both sides. And there is no doubt that this issue could bring down the government in Delhi at the moment. But I have to throw something else into the mix here. We're talking about multi-brand retailers, not very far from where I'm talking to you from at the moment. You can go to a mall, go to a Marks and Spencer's, get your food from Pizza Hut, get your sandwiches from Subway. It's not as if foreign companies aren't already here in India.
The BBC's Rahul Tandon joining us from Calcutta. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.